Well, Sherry, you've definitely been involved in a lot of education. And I know one of the things that you recently got done with is the Truth in Taxation hearing. You're a part of that. Can you tell us about that experience?
Yes. Bob Schultz is a very, very astute individual. He was able to get the Internal Revenue Service and the Department of Justice to agree to meet with tax researchers who've been researching this issue for years, sit down, and answer some questions concerning the income tax. Well, the IRS and the DOJ reneged in January of 2002. He decided to go along with the hearings anyway. So instead of the IRS and the DOJ answering the questions, myself, Joe Bannister, which is the ex-CID agent, Bill Benson, John Turner, which is the ex-collection agent, and others, for 2 days in February of 2002, sat down and answered over 400 questions under oath. And I think that everybody needs to get a copy of this CD, because this CD answers a lot of questions concerning the income tax, our money system, slavery, and other things. And this education CD will really open up the eyes of those who don't believe and otherwise. I have personally delivered at least a dozen copies of this CD to government officials, law enforcement officers, and yes, IRS agents also. Another one of the sources that I like is a new videotape by Larkin Rose. The title of this videotape is Theft by Deception. This videotape is maybe about 2 hours long, and it may take you a couple of days to go over it, but the information is superb. This information is put together so that a 15-year-old would understand that American citizens are not required to pay the income tax unless they've done work abroad. He uses computergenics, he goes very slow, and he makes all of the information understandable on a layman's level so that the technical information can be broken down and taken in piece by piece so that someone will be able to, at the end of this tape, say, you know, after looking at this tape, I understand that the income tax is not for me.
Well, Sherry, we're definitely happy to have you part of what we're doing, because our goal is to educate everybody, not just in this country, but across the world, because a lot of this fraud kind of flows into other jurisdictions. So we really appreciate that. And I'd like to just ask you what your opinion is regarding the education and how important it is to get that out to as many people as possible. And starting at what age level do you feel that's necessary?
I think the age level depends on the maturity of the person, but I think that everybody needs to start educating as many people as possible. I carry this information. I have a large purse. It's almost as large as a suitcase, but I do carry it with me. I have the videotapes, I have the hearing CDs, and other information, because everybody that I come in contact with on a plane, on a bus, waiting at the doctor, is going to receive this information. The media is not going to get this information out. It's up to us, and it's going to be person by person, word of mouth. I would suggest that those who can afford to purchase several CDs, videos, copy lots and lots of information, usually information that's on one page. If you hand somebody 5 pages of information, they're just going to put it to the side, because our society is so tuned in to just television and videos that you really need to feed them one page or a video or some kind of CD. Videos work well because people a lot of times don't like to read. So what I do is I have these one pagers filled with information and I'll give them out. And for those of influence, like ministers and those government officials that are around in my area, I have sent them a copy of the CDs and the hearings that I discussed. I sent the video to a couple of local law enforcement officers because they also need to know. You know, they're the ones that'll show up sometimes with the IRS when the IRS is seizing someone's property or unlawfully entering someone's house for information. These law enforcement officers have no idea what's going on. So to let them know in advance, you might want to go to your local sheriff's office or some of your local deputies and give them this information. Have them go over it. Tell them that they can keep it as long as they want, or tell them that it's theirs to keep. They might even pass the videos around in the police station so that all of the police officers and even the sergeants get a chance to look at the video. Education is going to be the key. This is one of the ways that we can put our collective foot down and demand that our government officials do something about the income tax. Now, I said earlier that I was going to talk about the government officials. Bob Schultz and the group on April 15th, delivered 525 copies of the Truth and Taxation hearing CDs to our congressmen and our senators. We started out on the Senate side, and representatives from each state delivered a copy of the CD hearings to each of their senators. We walked all the way over to the House side, and we delivered to every congressional representative a copy of the CDs. So far, of the few responses that have been received, none of them acknowledged even taking a look at the CDs, which is a tragedy. I don't think that our government officials are going to do anything about the problem until we collectively get together and force them. These are our elected officials, and they are supposed to be listening to the cries of the people. Is this a government of the people, for the people, and by the people, or does the government rule us? Well, at this point, it looks like the government has rule over us because they're not listening to us. What is it going to take for our government officials to start looking at this? It's going to take a mass of people approaching them, not one or two here or there, not just one organization, but constantly bombarding them with this information, demanding that we get answers, and then there will be change.
Well, Sherry, we're very glad you're on our side with this education. And if every IRS agent would take a look at the research you have and the education that you have, along with CPAs, attorneys, just anybody in that field, can you imagine if they woke up and said, let's do something about it, this wouldn't even be an issue any longer?
You're right. As I thought about it, when I was at the IRS, I was not exposed to people that were considered tax protesters. I think they handled that in a little special group. Because I feel like if people like myself had found out about that earlier, I may have done the research while I was still at the IRS, and like Joe Bannister and John Turner, resigned while I was still at the IRS. But I think that they may intentionally keep the tax protesters away. But as more Internal Revenue agents and officers get this information, then they are going to talk among themselves, and they're going to see this letter, and they're going to hand it out to others and say, wait a minute, you mean now I can be personally sued? So education is going to be the key, not only in our community, in the general public. Don't be afraid to hand someone that works at the IRS a video or a tape or some information. If you're a friend, they may look at it. If you're not a friend, they may not look at it, but they are going to pass it on to somebody. And even at the top level, some of these people don't know about this tax issue.
Well, Sherry, you know, there seems to be two types of people out there. One that says, well, you know, I'm kind of afraid to go in that direction, even though I've learned this is fraud, even though it's illegal, I'd rather just do what I can to reduce my taxes. I'll use a corporation, I'll use a trust, I'll use the code to make sure I pay little or no tax. How do you cover people that have that fear factor, knowing that there is fraud, knowing that it's illegal? What do you tell the people that want to go that route?
First of all, I don't think anybody can rightfully call me a kook. At first, when the IRS talked about people who believe the way we believe, they tried to make them kooks or militia people. But now there's so many CPAs and attorneys out there that are speaking out on this issue that they've kind of stopped calling people kooks. For those who say, I'm afraid to go up against the IRS, I have a very harsh stand on that. For those who fear the IRS but believe that what we're saying is true, my question to them is, when does fear become cowardice? What if the Founding Fathers had been too afraid to stand up against the British troops? What if the Quakers were too afraid to stand up against slavery? What if the American troops had been too afraid to advance at Normandy? Are your golf clubs and your Lexus and your fine clothes a fair trade for the future of our children? Are you willing to be a slave in order to remain in your comfort zone? Pause and think about that. Now, I have children, and my thought sitting at that desk long ago, a couple of years ago, was, am I going to be afraid to stand up to the IRS on this issue now that I know the truth and let my children continue to be slaves? See, about 50 years ago, when the tax rate was about 3%, if you or I had run around saying, oh, we've got to do something now because in 50 years, the tax rate is going to be about 52%, they would have locked you up in the loony bin. And here we are 50 years later with all the taxes, income, state tax, all these other taxes adding up to over 52%. Now let's go forward, not even 50 years. Let's go forward, let's say 15 years when my children are in their mid to late 20s. Are they going to be working 40 hours a week and receiving a $200 stipend just to live, and the government taking all the money? How can I truly say that that won't happen? when we went from 3% to 52% over 50 years. I can't say that. So for those people that say they're too afraid, that's selfish to me because we have a future. We have children, grandchildren, nieces, nephews to protect here, not just our comfort zone, not just our Lexus and our tea time.
Well, Sherry, again, we really appreciate this information. It's just incredible the fact that you learned this and now you're willing to educate others. Do you have any closing words for everybody?
Yes, I would again reiterate, I would encourage you to educate as many people as you can. I'm sure, as I've learned, that many people will ignore or ridicule you. However, those that listen will help you to spread the word. Use all the resources at your disposal to educate teachers, preachers, and others of influence. Also, just your neighbors down the street. Don't be a part of the problem, but be a part of the solution. Don't keep silent when you know the truth. Spread the word. Educate, educate, educate.
For additional information on this topic, go to your online resource center at www.pqionline.cc. Click on Products and Solutions and go to Disc number 4.